Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today will be sunny with a high near 10 degrees. Wind chill values as low as 19 below with a north wind 6 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday night mostly clear with a low around 7 below. Wind chill values as low as 16 below. North wind around 6 becoming calm in the evening. And on Friday, a 20% chance of snow, partly sunny with a high near 15. Wind chill values as low as 17 below, south wind 5 to 13 miles per hour becoming northwest in the afternoon. And in the news for today, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes spoke against those who would rewrite history during the Legislative Black Caucus Black History Month kickoff on Tuesday. Barnes argued during the event that Black Americans face many of the same issues they have fought against over the years and are still struggling to be heard and seen due to those who oppose progress. Barnes rebuked those who, quote, would rather rewrite history because it's convenient to a narrative that has been a lie the whole time, end quote. Unfortunately, there are many powerful interests and there are many forces that are still opposed to progress, still opposed to equity, still opposed to all of us moving forward as we should, and some who just outright deny both the progress or the trials of the past, said Barnes, who is running for U.S. Senate. That, according to WisPolitics Online News. Governor Tony Evers emphasized at the event the importance of fair elections for all. Quoting the governor, "It's our responsibility to do everything in our power to safeguard the future, and central to this mission is and always will be ensuring the right of every person, every eligible voter, to have free and fair access to the ballot box." In another state news story, Derek Van Orden, a Republican and former Navy SEAL who resides in Prairie du Chien, raised more than $2.6 million in 2021 for his run for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, according to his campaign and Federal Election Commission filings. In Van Orden's 2020 campaign, where he was nearly beat by longtime Representative Ron Kine, a Democrat from La Crosse, Van Orden raised just under $2 million in total. "Our grassroots movement has shown that freedom-loving conservatives in Wisconsin and around the nation are united and fired up to fire Pelosi," Van Orden said in a statement issued on Tuesday. His campaign stated that Van Orden is the, quote, "number one Republican challenger in the country for the year 2021. Information for this report was used by permission from the La Crosse Tribune. And in regional news, also from La Crosse, WDRT received the following notice from the main branch of the La Crosse Library. Beginning on Saturday, February 12th, the main branch of the La Crosse Public Library, 800 Main Street, will be temporarily closed for a first floor reflooring and reshelving project. During this time, the North and South Community Library hours will be expanded to mitigate the inconvenience to patrons. We will reopen the main branch on Monday, March 7th, and resume our normal business hours at all three locations. During this time, our Wi-Fi will be available outside of all three locations from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day, no password required. The North and South branches will also remain open during this time to help visitors with their library needs. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.